Suddenly, the race for the U.S. Senate seat from Kentucky is attracting nationwide attention. Incumbent Republican Jim Bunning, a veteran politician and former baseball pitcher, was thought to be a shoo-in for re-election. But a series of campaign missteps has erased much of Bunning's lead. And his opponent, a little-known Democrat named Dan Mongiardo, is hoping to pull off an upset. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
There are few Kentuckians with more star appeal than Jim Bunning. His Hall of Fame baseball career made him a hero to the state's sports fans, and his 17 years in the House and Senate have made him a political icon. Now, Bunning is trying to keep his star from fading as he runs in what could be his last campaign.
Hi, Senator.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
I do.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good
to see you.
This week, Bunning is visiting 25 towns in 5 days, a campaign swing designed less to discuss issues than to reassure voters he's still fit for office. At age 73, Bunning's been dogged by questions about his mental health, and in speeches, he's had to address those concerns.
I'm here. I'm functioning. I have no mental reservations about what I said. My health is good, and I fully intend to run through the finish line on November 2nd.
On the campaign trail, Bunning looks spry and usually speaks well. But he's done a few things this year that have raised eyebrows, like the time he requested police protection in a small Kentucky town, suggesting terrorists might try to attack him, or the time he said his opponent looks like one of Saddam Hussein's sons. In the campaign's only debate, Bunning relied on a teleprompter, and he surprised reporters last week when he said he was unfamiliar with a big news story, the Army reservists, including one from Kentucky, who refused a mission in Iraq.
I don't watch the national news, and I don't read the paper. I haven't done that for the last 6 weeks. I watch Fox News to get my information, and not the times I watched it.
Bunning calls the speculation about his mental health the lowest campaign trick he's ever seen. But polls suggest it's having an effect. The senator's opponent, Democrat Dan Mongiardo, once trailed Bunning by 17 points. Now he's pulled within single digits, capitalizing on Bunning's recent statements.
He's been out of touch for the past 6 years, and what he said about not having any knowledge about the reservist who refused to go on a mission is just another indication of how out of touch he is. And I think the people of Kentucky deserve better. All of us deserve a senator that we can be proud of.
Mongiardo, a medical doctor and state legislator, has attracted enthusiastic crowds this week, and the National Democratic Party is pouring money into his campaign, sensing an opportunity as Bunning's lead has shrunk. 62-year-old Jim Luckett says he can't vote for Bunning, even though he's been a fan since the senator's days as a ballplayer.
I kept up with him, used to listen to him on the radio and all. But my goodness, he's just smart-alecky with everybody, can't give a sensible answer. He had to read the teleprompter when he had a debate. I think he ought to retire.
Still, few Kentucky political observers are ready to write off Bunning's chances. He remains better financed than Mongiardo, and he's running in a state President Bush is expected to win handily. In addition, the behavior that Bunning's opponents criticize is often seen by his supporters as endearing. Republican voter Mary Middleton says Bunning has always been independent and outspoken.
He has been a terrific office holder and a strong person, and, you know, with Jim, you know exactly where he stands.
Middleton came to a Bunning rally this week carrying an old poster of the senator standing on the mound in his baseball uniform. She's confident the man with 224 major league wins and 9 election wins has one more victory under his belt. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.